So during the commercial break, I saw a tweet from Teron Armstead saying Tua is going to be the starting quarterback for the Dolphins next season. He's their guy.
All right.
And they're not moving on from him.
Okay.
And then I saw a tweet from Tom Pelissero saying that Tua has absolutely played his last game ever for the Miami Dolphins.
Hmm. So T-Stead or Pelissero, who are we trusting?
Pick your fighter.
I think I'm going to go with the NFL insider over the retired NFL player.
Or the former teammate who has the pulse of the locker room?
Listen, Teron Armstead, I love you. And I think his podcast is great. But this dude was selling us a bill of goods all season about Tua and how he's going to turn around and about how this team was going to go from 1-6 and make a playoff run. Like, he loves those guys. Clearly, he's emotional about it, which is fine. I'm not hating at all. I'll take Tom Pelissero's word for it.
All right. Fair enough. On this day, in 1997, Titanic was released to theaters. That is, awesome without movie. Question, top 10 movie ever made. Top 10 movie of all time. I don't want to hear your nonsense takes about the Jack could have fit on the door.
He could have.
One of the 10 best movies ever made.
But the same way, and I know you never watched Game of Thrones. I know you didn't. But, Hawk, Game of Thrones is widely considered the first 5-6 seasons as the greatest TV show in the history of TV, or top three.
Really?
Easy. But the last two seasons ruined the entire show. The same way you can look at Game of Thrones and say, unbelievable, but the ending was just awful. I look at Titanic the same way. Titanic, top 10 movie of all time. Also, top 5 worst ending of a movie all time.
Wow. Yeah, I don't agree. Somebody puts on the chat, what radio station was Hawk with in 1997? I believe I was at 98.7 The Gator. We did a movie screening for Titanic in Delray Beach, movie theater in Delray Beach. And I remember my wife and I were going to go. We were going to watch the movie. I had been, we got married in 97 in October. So we were newlyweds. We were only married a couple of months.
Wow.
We lived in Delray Beach. We were doing the movie screening there. And I was going to take my wife. And I remember she was ill. She couldn't go. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go. Because I was introducing the movie to the crowd. And then I said, and then I'll come back. And I think I introduced the movie to the crowd. And then I started watching it just to see what it was like. And I was immediately dragged in. So I think I returned home like 4 hours later.
They had you introduce the movie to the crowd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because wow. it was an invitation only movie for radio listeners.
Oh, okay.
Like you won the passes on the Gator.
Right.
It was our screening.
We should do that. Why don't we do that?
Well, we used to do like those all the time. That used to be a big thing for radio stations, but not for sports radio, for music radio. Somebody says, I hope you write a book one day, Hawk. I'll buy it. Better than that. Get yourself a cameo with me and Stu Gatz. All right, let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Man, you got married young, right? I don't know. I'm just trying to do the math here. 97?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was 27.
Yeah, pretty young. That's pretty young.
I don't think they get married.
No?
No. Huh.
I think nowadays that's pretty young. I don't really know anybody that's married at 27.
We didn't have kids till like 33, maybe. That was like 33. Josh Appel, by the way, new dad, just texted me. Man, baby poop smells bad. Just texted me during the commercial break.
What was he expecting? Where it's a not
well, smell. Listen, you can be expecting it. You don't really. It's and then all of a sudden, you know, 2 months later, you don't even smell anything. Like it's crazy.
I kind of soft to me, but I got emotional watching an Instagram story his wife put up of them introducing the new baby to their dog.
Yeah.
So Wade, they call their dog Wade, it's his name, and Wade coming over to sniff the new baby. I mean, I'm just I got like the butterflies, man. It was weird.
It's adorable.
Yeah. Do we know the name of his son?
I do, but he had asked me not to share it on the air.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Because yeah. I genuinely was thinking about it. Like, man, I don't know his name. That makes sense. Yeah. A little cutesy. You're going to hide the name of your son?
Well, I don't know if that was like a long time edict. Because when they had the baby, we were coming on the air and I said, am I allowed to mention it on the air? He said, yes. But Mara asks that you don't say the name. But she's since posted the name and he's since posted on Instagram. So I think it was just for that moment.
I gotcha.
But I'm still not going to share the name of the baby.
I hope they're not listening. Like my sister and her husband, my brother-in-law, had a baby and it's my niece. She's 6 months old on the 1st, I believe. And like, we're not allowed to post pictures of her. Mm. And look, hey man, I respect, like, I don't argue with, you know, the parents of my niece. Obviously it's their decision. It's like, yeah, we don't want her identity. And I'm like, who do you guys think you are? Trump?
There are people like that. There are people like that.
Yeah. A little cutesy, you know?
You like that, Jimmy? Is that like you?
No way. I'm not like that.
Your parents allow pictures of you online?
Well, I'm a grown man.
I'm just curious. I don't know. Like, do you have your picture on your OnlyFans account or do you have someone else's picture?
It's a picture of you. You want the Dolphins injury report, Hawk?
Yeah.
All right. Minkah Fitzpatrick, we kind of knew this. He's out for the game, dealing with a calf injury. He will not play. Remember, he left that Monday Night Football game early, so not really a big surprise. Questionable. Jordan Brooks, that kind of sucks.
That'd be bad.
Yeah. Elijah Campbell. Isaiah Johnson, Andrew Meyer, and Jason Sanders, all questionable.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw here for the Bengals, I believe T. Higgins has been upgraded because he was, let me see here, the official T. Higgins with the concussion. He was a full participant in practice, so he's been upgraded to questionable. Looks like he cleared concussion protocol.
All right.
How about this? Matthew Judon is planning to sign with the Buffalo Bills after the Dolphins cut him and he cleared waivers.
All right. A little cutesy there. New England, Miami, Buffalo. All right.
Yeah.
We got you.
Okay.
Have fun Dolphins with Jordan Poyer.
Oh, he's so bad. Jordan Poyer's so bad, man. So bad. Last week, he had a chance to get a big-time interception, ball right through his hands. Right through his hands. I don't know why he's still in the NFL. I don't know what the Bills are doing.
Getting a lot of money.
The Dolphins are going to play against the Bengals, obviously, on Sunday at 1 p.m. Did you hear any of the sound, Hawk, from Tua regarding his future with the Miami Dolphins? And
this from yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm not certain that I did.
All right, you want to hear any of it? It was, you know, somewhat interesting. I mean, Tua, he was asked, you're going to hear the questions from the several different reporters here, but he was asked if injuries ultimately were a factor of his future.
Tua, are you upset about being number 3 instead of number 2 on the depth chart? Or does it not matter to you if you're not starting?
As I said, you know, I'm here and my role right now, if I'm not starting, is to help the starter help us win games.
Tua, has your hip or any injuries impacted you in your play this year?
No, sir.
Do you feel like this could impact your future as the organization's starting quarterback?
I think that's out of my control. I control what I can control, and I'll leave it at that.
It's interesting, the emphatic no, sir, regarding any kind of hip injury. So he's just slow and immobile.
Right. I mean, give me like a, you know, I get a stinger every once in a while. Like, I don't know, make something up, man. What are you doing, Tua? Make something
up. I mean, I don't want to say anything about my hip because obviously that was a significant injury, but, you know, I go out there to compete or whatever. Like, leave it up to, you go, no, sir. It's like, huh, so you're just slow. You just can't move.
Because he could take the approach of, you know, the hip was re-aggravated at the end of last season, and I had to kind of slow play my recovery a little bit, and I'm still not at a
100%. Just be coy. Just be coy. Oh, I would never say that my hip has anything to do with anything. Like, just be coy about it.
Instead, he's telling you, no, I'm good. I just stink. I stink. That's it. One more note from Tua, or one more question from Tua. He was asked if this would be his last game, or that was his last game with the Dolphins.
What do you think you played your last time with the Dolphins?
I'm not too sure. I can't predict the future. I can't, you know, predict any of that. So it is what it is. And as I said, got to help out Q, got to help out Zach, whoever the starter is or is going to be. Do what I can to help them in that role and helping the team win games.
See, that shocks me as well, because I thought he could read the future.
he's clearly, I don't think he was planning on getting benched. Would you agree with that, Hawk?
No, I think a couple things are at play. Not only did he not want to be benched and probably doesn't think that he earned being benched, I think he probably looks at it through a different prism than we do, which is, hey, I've won 4 out of my last 6 games. I'm playing without our wide receiver, who is regarded as one of the best wide receivers in the league. So, of course, the passing game is going to look different when he's not out there. Like, I think he would give you a whole bunch of context that maybe we're not willing to give. I think, though, what has happened is he was unhappy not only with being benched, he's unhappy about going to third string. And I think the way I glean from what's going on here, very unhappy with the way it was handled with him.
For sure.
Cursory conversation. But my guess is, with the season they were having and the way that Tua had a couple of issues throughout the season, the post-game comments and whatnot, I think Mike McDaniel, probably Champ Kelly, and maybe Stephen Ross as well, were really turned off by Tua after the game Monday night with Jalen Ramsey on the field yucking it up. I think they reached their breaking point. And so I think it was like, yeah, you're third string. Like, I just think everything frayed really quickly because I, again, I don't know any of this to be a fact, but I think the way he was yucking it up after the game in prime time really rubbed them the wrong way.
Bro, Jalen Ramsey looks into the camera, basically calls him a bitch. And then Tua's shaking his hand after the game. It's just, there's no
way
he's
going to wasn't just shaking his hand. You want to shake an old teammate's hand, knock yourself out. You want to dap up an old teammate, knock yourself out. He's cracking up. All his teammates are in the locker room and bummed about a loss. He's standing out on the field, yucking it up with Jalen Ramsey.
And look, like, Hawk, there's no way for him to have known that even happened until after.
Sure.
But either way, bro, you just got eliminated from the playoffs, man. Just have some awareness. There's no reason in the middle of the fourth quarter, you're down 28-3, a camera should catch you smiling. Like, I know that stuff doesn't really matter. Who knows what was said? But just have the self-awareness. You're on the sideline. You're getting eliminated from the playoffs.
It's your team. You're the highest paid player on the team.
Just have some awareness, bro.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for our Tua sound. There is football tomorrow. Pretty big football. The Miami Hurricanes are going to play at Texas A&M. They're a 3.5-point underdog. It is a noon kickoff, gentlemen. A noon kickoff.
You'll hear it here.
You saw I had sent you guys earlier the injury report that was updated. Looks like Keyonte Scott has been elevated to probable, which is, from everything I'm reading, massive news.
Good news.
For the Miami Hurricanes, Hawk.
Yep.
Man, I hope that defensive line, your pass rush, just wreaks havoc, man. Like, just dominates that game.
What did you say?
Wreaks havoc.
Oh, okay. I thought you said rakes havoc.
I might have. Yeah, you don't have to mark that, Jimmy. What are you going to do with
it? Well, as long as you knew it was reeks, I thought maybe you thought it was rakes havoc.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that, Jimmy? What are you doing? What are you doing with that audio?
You never know.
You've got Alabama. Yeah, I think I know. Alabama.
Jimmy, send that audio to Taylor Vipolis right now.
Alabama versus Oklahoma at 8 p.m.
My real producer.
Oklahoma is a 1.5-point favorite tonight.
All right.
Ole Miss versus Tulane, 3:30 p.m. That's tomorrow. Ole Miss, a heavy favorite, 17 or 18-point favorite.
All right.
And Oregon plays James Madison, 8 p.m. Oregon, I don't know, like 25-point favorite. I don't know what the line is.
125.
Are you gonna put in like a little parlay here? Can we work something out? All four
nah. Games? Doing. I'm riding the Canes heavy tomorrow. Thinking about maybe a boozy or a giddy tonight.
Did you see Kevin Durant? Looks like him and Crowder would be boys. He admitted that he has no issue with going 2 or 3 days without showering. Quote, if I'm just sitting in the house, I might want to go musty for a couple days.
Yeah, he wants to. The way that I read it was kind of like when he's banging in the paint. He wants to be musty and unkempt and, you know, he said he doesn't brush his hair anymore.
Doesn't go to the hair, to the barber anymore.
Yep. Like he's just one of these stinky guys and he revels in it.
But you know what that is? That's just like becoming a billionaire or whatever, becoming a mega millionaire.
Right. You don't have to worry about everybody else's norms.
Like, oh, you want me to show up with a fresh fade to your little podcast? Like, no, I'm good. I'll show up in a beanie. I don't care. He's got no better though, right? Kevin Durant. He's a role model for a bunch of kids. They should shower. Take it from me, kids. You should shower.
All right. I'm sure the kids will take it from you.
Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, I mean, it's just like what type of role model is that? Like, yeah, I don't shower. Well, I don't need a shower. What are we doing here?
All right, get your ass in the shower. The famous Red Fox album. You got to wash that ass.
That's right. My favorite Red Fox album. It's your weather. It's sponsored by Chillzone AC featuring Reliable.
You know who Red Fox systems. Is?
Of course, yeah. Recording artist.
Recording artist?
You said my favorite album, so I just figured it's a musician, a singer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Visit chillzoneac.com right now in South Florida.
That's shocking, right, listeners? I mean, this is shocking, right?
I know the animal, the red fox. I'm supposed to know the person. What is it? Are you going to tell me?
Red Fox, one of the greatest comedians of our time. He was Fred Sanford on Sanford and Son. He was in Harlem Nights. One of the greatest, dirtiest stand-up comedians of all time.
He's a recording artist. I think he was in Boys to Men.
Huck, he was born in 1922. He died 8 years before I was born. I'm sorry.
Learn a couple things.
I do. I do learn a couple
things. Yeah, learn a couple things.
Your weather right now, 80 degrees, mid-80s. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That's your weather.
Steven Preciado texting me. He's younger than you, isn't he?
Nah, I think he's older than me.
Hmm. People are shocked at you right now.
Yeah.
Red Fox, recording artist?
It was a good guess, I think, by me.
No, terrible guess. Will Manso is going to join us in just 5 minutes from College Station, Tejas. You ever seen a game there?
Never went to College Station, no.
You ever been to Texas?
I've been to Texas, yeah. Been to the Big D.
You know, all my exes live in Texas.
All right, Drake.
You heard that? You heard that before?
All right, Drake. Why didn't we give that to DBJ?
We should give that to DBJ. Somebody puts on the chat, he doesn't know Red Fox, but will tell you who won the pickleball championship in Kalamazoo, Michigan 2 months ago.
I was watching Anna Lee Waters today. Big who? Doubles win. You know Anna Lee Waters, Hawk?
Recording artist?
Pretty much.
All right, we'll take a break. Will Manso from Local 10, he's at College Station for Canes tomorrow, and we can talk some Heat and Dolphins with him as well. So let's take a break. We'll come back with Will Manso here in just 5 minutes.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua, you can make Tua Tartar.
It is all about the you on this Football Friday. It's also about the two, on this Football Friday. Will Manso. It's all about Will Manso. Will Manso's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You see him on Local 10. He's in College Station. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Will, you have an hour-long special tonight on Local 10 from 8 till 9 p.m. previewing the game, correct?
We do. We've been shooting it for the last week back home, and then here since I got in, we've been getting Canes fans. Got a little tour of Kyle Field this morning. Pretty cool. And now I'm out here kind of doing live shots, waiting for the show at 8.
Very cool. We'll be watching that, obviously. Is there a festive atmosphere? I mean, it is the college football playoffs, and it's that time of year, bowl season, yeah, in college football. So does it feel real special?
It does. It does. And, you've done this long enough, Hawk, that sometimes you get kind of like jaded. Like, oh, I've seen it all. I've been to this game and that game, big games. But there is something about the Canes being part of this. Like right now I'm looking at, let's see, 7 or 8 Canes fans in their orange and green taking pictures in front of the home of the 12th man sign in front of these statues. Then to my right, there's probably about 300 Texas A&M kids that are lining up that are camping out the night to be part of College Game Day. They're already here camped out with their chairs and blankets. And then behind me is Kyle Field, which is this really cool place, 100,000 plus. So there's just a real vibe and energy in this town, because everywhere you go, this is all that matters. You know, this is a small college town. This is all that matters, is that game tomorrow.
Hey, Will, I know, you know, you're there on a professional basis. I realize that. But I don't think there's any shame in the fact that you're a Canes fan and you went to UM. You want to see them win. I'm just wondering, like, are you nervous?
No, Canes. We got Canes fans right in front of me. Back home in Miami, Canes fans.
Yeah, let's go.
You got Canes fans here, man. You got to go ahead. Sorry, Solana.
No, it's cool. I love that. Like, are you nervous? I wonder, like, has it hit you? This is the biggest biggest Canes game since 2003.
Yeah, it's funny. The nervous energy started for me when I got on that field today. Like, they let us go on the field and get a little tour. And it was just like, man, thinking to see the orange and green in that setting with the world watching, you know, just this huge game, noon kickoff, all the excitement. Like, it had me, it gave me the chills, you know, because as a fan, that's what you love, those opportunities. And let's face it, as Canes fans, we love our history, we love our past, but the reality is the recent past hasn't been very good. We haven't had, as you just said, it's been 20 years or so. To feel this again, that energy is so rare. And every Canes fan I met today, it's the same. They're like, man, we had to come just to be part of this. We don't know what's going to happen again. Hopefully this is the start of something big for, you know, many years to come, but you got to take it in when you get the chance, and that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, I'm super excited for tomorrow. I'm feeling good about it. Are you feeling good about it? We talked this week. We had Gino Toretta on. We had Danny Cannell on. Hedley Sterling on. Rob Pizzola. Everyone to a man has picked the Hurricanes and has said that this Hurricanes team really is built to advance to the next round.
I feel the same way. The only thing that has me a little nervous, I think, is, look, these are the kind of games that you know it could snowball fast if you make mistakes early, if you fall behind early, if you really let that crowd be part of it. I think man-to-man personnel-wise, I think the Canes are as good or better than A&M. I do. I look at the skill positions, the talent they have. A&M is very talented, but the line that Miami has on both defensive line, offensive line, I think Carson Beck's experience over a young, quarterback, Marcelo Reed, is very talented and certainly a dual-threat guy, but I think the advantage is there. But guys, again, this field, you can't downplay that when it gets loud and if things go sideways and things go wrong, it could get ugly in a hurry and go the wrong way. But I feel Canes get off to a good start and keep this a game that I think they have the players and the staff, the people, the coaching, the preparation, everything to win this game tomorrow.
Big picture, Will, does Cristobal need to win this game in order for this season to be deemed successful? I wonder if, you know, I think all of us were saying, hey, win the ACC championship game. But even though they did, they got to the playoff, which I think was ultimately the goal this year. But now that you're here, it would just seem, I don't know, I guess anticlimactic to not win this game. Like, does he need to win this game in order for us to all say, hey, successful season?
I mean, I think it depends too. Look, the only way that I would feel it would leave a bad taste in my mouth, I don't want to lose tomorrow. As a Canes fan, as an alum, I think everybody out there, nobody wants to lose. There's a possibility they do. I think if they play a good game, getting to the college football playoff was enough. I think it's a successful season. I don't care what happens tomorrow as much as I want to win. I do think if they come out and get embarrassed, and then you have the country saying, oh, see, it should have been Notre Dame. Miami didn't belong. I think you could then look at caught up in that and say, man, maybe it wasn't that great a season. You know, they got destroyed. I don't see them getting destroyed tomorrow. I just don't see that happening. They could certainly lose, but I think regardless of what happens tomorrow, this team is going in the right direction. The recruiting, the guys, look at the NFL draft coming up, the names that you see of players from the Canes, that, you know, the growth of players, and Maui Noah and Bain, guys that Mario recruited that first class. That's the kind of player I think that's coming to Miami now. So I think he's building the right way. I think it's a successful season regardless, but I hope they don't get blown out tomorrow, because that can certainly leave a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Yeah, I was saying, can you imagine if Miami lost and Alabama loses tonight? I mean, Notre Dame is not going to shut up for the next four or five months.
I had to mute the words Notre Dame on my Twitter. I couldn't take it.
Tell them, Will, though, I believe you got a sign yesterday that the Hurricanes are destined to win. Can you share with Solana what you saw at the airport yesterday that I took as a sign?
Things I took as a sign, Hawk. One of them is the one I saw at the airport. So I get to the airport, I sit down. It's a 4-hour delay. So I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to start drinking. I look to the right, and there's a sign staring at me on the table. It says Aperol Spritz. I said, geez, Hawk is with me. He's the only person I know that would. Hawk is with me. I said, that's number one. Number two is I get back to the hotel, or I get to the hotel after a long night. We didn't get until almost 4:30 in the morning. We get in at 4:30 in the morning. I got to take a shower. I've been on airports, planes. I just want to freshen up and get a good night's sleep. And the soap inside the hotel says Gel de Bain. And I know that's some sort of a bathroom reference and probably in French, but I said Gel de Bain. Hey, Ruben Bain influence already here at A&M. So Aperol Spritz and Gel de Bain, Canes are winning tomorrow.
I mean, seems kind of written.
Aperol Spritz is orange too. Like, that has to matter, doesn't it?
Great
not?
Call.
It does.
Great
has
call.
To matter. It does. That's a very, very good call. Now, listen, by the way, it was at Boat Campers. Shout out Boat Campers at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. So I a lot of good signs and more Canes fans. That's another thing, guys. I don't know how many Canes fans are going to be in there. It's 100,000 people, but I have seen a lot of orange and green today. So it's been very cool to see.
Are you surprised at all, Will, that my young partner here, Alejandro Solana, has never heard of Red Fox?
You never heard of Red Fox? Really?
Solana? But like. Well, I guess you are surprised, Will. Yeah, I've never heard of Red
Fox. You know why I always find it weird is because I can understand like pre-social media intro, but now with algorithms and stuff coming up, there's always clips of old clips of people and comedians and stuff that you'd think you would have run into a clip of Red Fox at some point. You know,
my algorithm is.
I don't want to know.
Right. There's some Red Fox, but it's not a comedian.
I don't want to know. I opened up that Pandora's box. Yeah. Mistake. I'm sorry. Yeah,
you did that to yourself, Will.
I did. I deserve it.
Quickly before we run out of time. So Tua, obviously, will be on the bench. It'll be Quinn Ewers Sunday for the Dolphins. Do you think Tua's played his final game with the Dolphins?
I do, guys, because I think at this point, you know, they did the right thing, I thought, by the way, putting him as number three. I know a lot of people are like, oh, my God, he fell to three. If you're not starting, you have to remove that ability to say, well, what if the kid struggles in the next couple of games, you reinsert Tua? No, they need to move on for this season, and I think in the offseason, they're going to find a way to move on from that contract one way or the other. Whoever the new general manager is, whether McDaniel stays or goes, McDaniel has pretty much said now, that's it, he's moving on from Tua. Without saying it, I mean, just doing it, he's moved on. So if he keeps his job to go back to Tua doesn't make any sense. And I think Stephen Ross knows that, look, if we're going to have to move on from Tua, we're going to have to move on from that contract. So whatever it takes, you have to move on. So I guess to answer your question, yeah, I don't think Tua plays for the Dolphins again. I just don't see a scenario where that's a positive thing given what's happened now. I think they've made the decision and they have to move forward.
Crazy that we've come to this, right? Like, there's no chance. Well, I shouldn't say there's no chance, because probably Solana saw it. And I know a lot of Dolphins fans are going to say they saw it. There's no chance going into this season that you thought three quarters of the way through the season we'd have seen Tua's final game as a Dolphin.
No, I would love to tell you that I thought that, but I didn't. I've always been a person who thought, I will say this, look, early in the season, I think right on this show we had the conversation just a few weeks into the season, man, Tua appears to be regressing, but there's a lot of season left. I remember us having that chat, and then he just never got better, and now that regression has turned into a benching and probably the end of his era here. So it is weird. It happened so fast, whether it's physical, mental, a combination of all, but the rise and then the fall was so rapid that it's just unbelievable that we're having this conversation.
Yeah, it did. It was so sudden. Like, if it really was the end of the Tua era, sudden. Will, the one thing I can't wrap my head around, and maybe it makes more sense to you, why publicly announce that they're benching him? Why not say, hey, we're going to shut him down? Almost to say, hey, look, I mean, the season's over. We know his injury history. We don't want to risk a further concussion. Like, just kind of leave it up in the air whether or not his future is still here in Miami. But by them saying, hey, we're benching him, in my opinion, they're telling everybody, like, yeah, we think he's cooked.
Hey, by the way, Will, if you need to go do a live hit on Local 10, just tell us. Like, we're
oh, no, no, because I know you're doing live TV. No, no, I don't have anything till 4 or 5. No, and look, I think the answer to that question, Solana, is that
5:05 our time for people who think, people who just got confused by what Will said. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at my watch. Yeah, so 5:05 your time. No, the reality is this. I think they had to move on in a very firm way. And I know that that's a weird way to do it, but I, you know, when you bench a guy, when you move on from a guy, I don't think it helps anyone, not two or anyone, by saying, hey, we're just giving him some time to look at a young guy, because then it leaves the window open, like, hey, he's still your QB. And I don't think they believe it. I don't think there's any lead to lie and mislead fans and mislead anybody into himself and thinking that this could work out. I think you guys heard the Tua sound the other day. It was short. It was tough to hear, because obviously you feel for the guy. I know he's got a $150 million contract, whatever. I get it, but it still sucks. Like, to get benched and see your time probably come to a close. But I think it had to be, what's the old saying? Like, you had to rip the Band-Aid off, right? You couldn't just ease it through. You just had to rip it off and move on. And I think both sides will probably benefit from it. Tua will get a chance elsewhere if he really wants one. I think he will. And I think the Dolphins then can focus on finding the next quarterback, because it's not like they've been looking for one for 27 years.
Will Mantle, watch him on Local 10. He's coming up at 5:05, just about 20 minutes from now. But he's got a one-hour special tonight, 8 till 9 p.m., Will Manso, Local 10, chasing a championship, live from College Station, Texas.
By the way, I know you got to go. I know you got to go, but the Giggum thing is driving me crazy. The Giggum, everybody hears Giggum. And I honestly did it. I've heard it, obviously, the term. But do you know what it stems from, Giggum? Do you know where it comes from? I got the tutorial.
I don't really. I do know Giggum, but I've never really.
So in the 1930s, apparently you would get the way you would capture like frogs was like with like a spear or some kind of thing and like get them. And they were playing TCU, you know, obviously the horn frog, so they would Giggum. That's the way they did it.
Oh.
So they became Giggum. And so people are explaining to me today, and they're like, yeah, our symbol is, you know, you close your fist and your thumb is raised straight up. I'm thinking to myself, see, in other parts of the world, we call that a thumbs up. That's what it is. I don't know.
Crowder has asked me to go gigging before, because Crowder does go gigging for frogs, and he's asked me to go gigging.
That's in there. You go. And I learned something new. Thank you to the Texas A&M faithful here who taught me that. You give a thumbs up, you say gig 'em, and there you go. That's what we'll be hearing a million times
tomorrow.
You
get a free meal wherever you go. Have you gone to Whataburger?
No, I went to Jack in the Box. I saw Whataburger, but I had Jack in the Box for breakfast.
Wow, yeah. Look at that.
I love some Jack. Jack in the Box is good.
It's good.
I used to go to Lake Havasu City, Arizona, all the time. And between Jack in the Box and In-N-Out, that was my 1-2 rotation. So I was happy to see Jack in the Box next to our hotel.
Very cool. All right, Will Mantle, watch him tonight, 8 p.m. Big special on Local 10. See you, Will. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. You too.
There you go. 5:00. Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.